climacophobia, the fear of climbing stairs. It's surprising there's a term for it, but if you have chronic hip pain, it's easy to relate to. But you shouldn't have to. At the Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center, our minimally invasive techniques allow many patients to go back home within 24 hours and get back to everyday tasks, like walking up the stairs. More reasons to trust the number one hospital in LA for joint replacements. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 or visit our website.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't let no one tell you what you can be. When God created you, he said you just like me. Hold your head up, it's time to stand tall. Your beauty says you can have it all.
Welcome to this morning's Wake Up Women Live. This is your host, Suzanne Streisauer, and I'm thrilled to be doing this Wake Up Women show this morning, and I marvel every time at the women authors that I get to interview. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm a life coach, life purpose expert, and I was actually the first author of the first book, Be Happy, Healthy, and Wealthy, a guidebook for women. And that was way back when, in 2005, when Wake Up Women first got its start. Now Wake Up Women is over 14 books strong. We've had a live telesummit and a live actual event, two-day event in Los Angeles, so lots of things going on there. And my life purpose is to actually help people connect with their own divine energy and then let them manifest that in some amazing way on the planet. So each one of you will get to do the same thing. After you listen to the show, you'll have that inspiration. And the goal of the Wake Up Women show is always to provide information, inspiration, and instruction so that we can connect like a vine, spread like a virus, the message of happiness, health, wealth, with peace of mind, living the life you love. So what's not to like about that? If you want more information and to get a copy of the first book, you can find that on my website, yournextstepcoach.com. And I also have that first book available and a little bit about my coaching services there. And so you can find out more if you want to see what we looked like when we first started. Well, let's look at our show for today. Our show for today is going to focus on awakenings. And the show every week has a different topic, but it's always based on one of the women authors in this book series. And there's 400 of them in the 14 books. So I'm working now, starting through our Wake Up Women Be You book series, Spread Your Wings and Fly. We just put these out a couple of months ago. And so the interviews will be on the topics or categories of relationships, emotions, health, career, wealth, and your spirit. So if you want to find out more about Wake Up Women, you can certainly do that. Go to wakeupwomen.com and you'll find all things Wake Up Women. We also have a great coaching division which comes out of Wake Up Women, and that's called the Giving Foundation. So if you're interested in what we call the Peace of Mind course, you can get involved with the Peace of Mind course. And that is available at the Giving Foundation for only $37.97. And I would love to have you as a follower of this show if you want. And we also have a great Facebook page for Wake Up Women. So let me just tell you about our guiding principles before we jump into the interview. And we'll go from there. So some of the things that Wake Up Women is founded on are that the universe is a place of abundance, freedom, and creativity, where we can all share in those riches of life. And so I want you to think about how would you like to claim those for yourself today. And also that the purpose of life is to create fun, joyful, daring, high-energy lives where you're a contribution to the planet, that you're free of negative self-talk, worry, and self-doubt, and that we're here to help women become natural leaders and to help them connect with other women. So we are all about waking up women in whatever capacity that is. So I want to jump right into my interview right now today because I have an amazing woman, and she and I are going to be on the hour from 9 to 10 and then from 10 to 11 We'll take a little intermission, and then we'll be working with the Giving Foundation and the Peace of Mind course. So if you have questions and comments, we will go from there. And so you can be live on air with us for any part of this interview if you want to get involved in the conversation and actually speak to my guest at 646-200-3152. And so that's where we're going to go from that. Again, the phone number is 646-200-3152. So, a little bit about my guest for today. Her name is Bridget Brady, and she's the Internet Goddess. She's also the voice and sales genius, which indeed she is. She's remarkable at everything she does. And she is an enlightened entrepreneur, speaker, author, trainer, singer, and actor. Bridget has been in the information technology industry for over 20 years. She has spent 7 of those years in New York working on Wall Street. After feeling trapped in corporate America, what she calls the prison, and seeing no way out of the rat race, she was introduced to the philosophy of owning her own internet business. She started her own online business 6 years ago, and it has literally changed her life. She went from working 60 to 80 hours a week in a cubicle to working in her PJs in her home office as many hours as she wants or doesn't want. Bridget expanded her business to include speaker and sales training and has spoken on the stage with many industry greats, including the legendary Les Brown. Bridget is also a singer and actor that utilizes the freedom she's gained by owning her own internet business to spend time doing the things she loves. Bridget is passionate about teaching others how to create additional streams of income, thus creating more time and money freedom. Bridget teaches specific tools and strategies for making money online, including affiliate marketing, niche marketing, and social media marketing. She's helped thousands of people earn money online, improve their speaking, and work in their jammies, and she can teach you to do the same. So, Bridget, welcome to the show for me. With the show with me.
Good morning. It's so nice to be here.
It's fun having you again with me on the show. You were with me on another show, and I just love your energy, Bridget, and I love all of the dynamic things that you're up to. And I'm going to start by reading a simple paragraph from your chapter in the Wake Up Women, Be You, Spread Your Wings and Fly. And Bridget's chapter is called What's Your Word? And so she's, like she said, is an acting, online business person, singer. She's all sorts of things. So this is an interesting perspective from her chapter, What's Your Word? After graduating from the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, I pounded the pavement for acting jobs, performing in summer stock theater, dinner theater, and a $7 a show black box theater. There I found a new kind of prison and also found that I wanted a new form of freedom. The new prison I found was making $200 a week while living in New York City. I was no stranger to not having enough money. I grew up PDP, pretty damn poor. Depending on your comfort level with plain noodles for dinner and crackers for breakfast, sometimes we were really SFP, super frickin' poor. So there I was, 19 years old, broke as a joke, living in New York City, and although I was loving what I was doing in pursuit of my dreams, I felt anything but free. It was time, again for me, to spread my wings and fly. This time, my flight took me to Wall Street. I had some dear friends who worked in technology. They were making more like $200 an hour versus $200 a week and were experiencing some of the freedom I was craving. You know the kind of huge freedoms I'm talking about, freedom to go to the movies, buy groceries, go out to dinner, go on trips, and buy clothes. I love this chapter, Bridget.
Thank you. I don't think I've ever, that was so fun for me. I've never heard any part of my chapter read aloud. Thank you for that. That was awesome.
Well, you are more than welcome. So talk about what brought you to Wake Up With Women, Bridget.
Oh, wow. Well, it was really my dear friend and your dear friend, Teresa Velarde. So that's really how I was introduced to Wake Up Women. And, you know, you know how it is with women. I love us. Now, don't get me wrong, any men who are listening, I love men. Yay, men. And I love women and the sense of community that we love to instantly create. And so I met Teresa Velarde, and we became instant and fast friends. And when she told me about Wake Up Women and about your mission and about your books and about everything that you were doing, my mission with my internet company particularly is to empower women to change their financial future. And so when Teresa told me about the Wake Up Women mission, I sort of just said, sign me up. Like, yes to the book and yes to the event and yes to everything. Just sign me up. I'm all about empowering women and helping other people, like my chapter says, create freedom in their life. So that's where my journey with Wake Up Women started, but most certainly not where my journey with Wake Up Women is ending. So that's how it all began.
So now from that place, Bridget, you have, you know, you talk about your word, and your word is freedom. I mean, there's, you know, a million words in the dictionary. So what made freedom be your word?
Ooh, you know, I just feel like, for me, I was not put on this planet to sort of, you know, I guess they call it be a slave to the man, but to be a slave to anyone or anything. And if you, I'm going to say when your listeners read the book, Be You, Spread Your Wings and Fly, because it's an amazing, amazing book or a series of books. You know, I talk about my core values being integrity and loyalty and family. And those are my core values. But at the end of the day, I need my freedom. Like when we're talking about like my day-to-day existence, I'm not comfortable in a box that someone else has put me in. I'm not comfortable having someone else tell me, you know, and if we make it really specific to having a job, having a J-O-B, which is something that I definitely talk a lot about, especially with all my internet stuff and helping people get out of their jobs if they want, if they so desire. But for me, it just became a soul-draining, uncomfortable experience to have someone, you know, sort of like tell me where to be every day and what to wear and when I could have lunch and when I could take vacation. And I just said, you know, why, who owns my life? Like, I don't feel like I own my life anymore. And so for me, and I've made many, many sacrifices for the freedom I enjoy today, honestly. Like, it was not an easy road. It wasn't like easy breezy cover girl. And I said, oh, I'm going to give up my six-figure corporate America job and just be free. It wasn't like that. You know, it was a lot of work and it was a lot of sacrifice and it was a lot of making different choices. But man, oh man, I can't admit, like, now that I'm like an inside cat who's been let outside. Like, now that I've been let outside and I get to literally live my life from choice every day, like, what do I want to do today? Today I want to be on Suzanne's radio show. What do I want to do today? Today I want to go walk on the beach. Or what do I want to do today? Today I want to sit my cute little butt down and work on my business. Whatever my choice is that day, it's my choice. And I can't. If you haven't, it's such a visceral experience. If you've never lived a day or a week or a month or a year from just choice, every minute of every day, just choosing what you want to do, it's an incredible experience. And I'm addicted to it, and I love to help other people, you know, grab this experience as well.
You know, I think that that's such an interesting way that you frame that, Bridget, because I had a sort of a similar experience where I was literally told by a guide, you are fired, but you will have no bosses but me for the rest of your life. And so to think that we have freedom, it was an archangel, and so to think that we have freedom, that was in 2008, and I haven't had a boss since then. I also, even when I was working in a real job, J-O-B, I was I only worked 4 days a week because I needed some sanity. But I think the thing that's interesting about freedom and about, you know, job freedom, and not necessarily you need to have a lot of money, but you have to have some kind of integrity and some kind of self-generating ability. You have to be able to be inner-directed so that you will make choices, because a lot of people will default to the television if they don't want to think.
Right, right. And I've had those days too. Believe you me, I've
but
had
those
days too.
Compression
like,
days for you. Those are not.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that, you know, people listening may think, "Wow, I wonder how these two women have done that." And basically, it's about just putting one foot in front of the next with having a vision and continuing to reach out in the world. And the thing that's nice about the way you've done it is you've actually created a system for all that for people. But talk, so I'm always amused, Bridget, because you have such a wonderful way with words. You call yourself the Internet Goddess. Tell me about what that means.
Well, I, you know, one of my primary businesses, one of my primary freedom vehicles, I've never said that before, but I'm going to say that I like that. So one of my primary freedom vehicles.
Those words again.
Is, yeah, oh gosh, I love it, is my internet company. So that's sort of where internet comes from. And then goddess, well, if you've ever met me, no, but seriously, I, you know, there's so many words, like when you're coming up with, so this is sort of, you know, here's a quick branding lesson 101 for your listeners. When you're looking for and discovering your brand, like the thing you're going to put on your Facebook page and your social media and your business card, not only do you want it to be descriptive of who you are, but you do want it to be catchy and you want it to be congruent with who you are. And I have connection to sort of the word goddess in that like nice, yummy spiritual space. But I also have a connection to the word goddess when I'm talking about embodying who I am. So I could have gone with like the internet expert, the internet guru. Oh, that's a little better. Or like, you know, the internet authority. I could have gone with a lot of words that followed internet, since that's sort of the core, you know, thrust of that particular business. But when I stumbled on goddess, honestly, like one, it just resonated with me and it put a smile on my face. And I said, ooh, yeah. Like, I not only is that who I am, that's who I want to be. So that's really where, and that, and then I love that brand. I love that brand for myself. It's super fun. I've gotten flack from that brand, from like, you know, mostly a few male business experts who are like, oh, that's just not professional enough. And I'm like, you know what? I love it. Like Bridget Brady, the internet goddess, like in your face, like whatever. You can say anything you want.
And not only you know, You've proved it true. You know, you have made a lot of money doing this. So it's not like this was a whim and, you know, there's some hope and a prayer here. No, that you've made a lot of money at this and you've, you know, established yourself far and wide.
Yeah.
So,
well, and it's fun. It's fun, too. I just, you know, again, like the continuation of the quick brand lesson is people do, they have a reaction to it. Right, it sparks a little chord in people. Some people are like, "Ooh, I love that." Some people are like, "What is that?" Some people are, "Oh, I don't know about that title." But so great, excellent. Like, I love that because it strikes a little chord in people.
Right. Now, when you think, and I think about, you know, career paths, you don't often think about an internet business being a career path, Bridget. But you've actually turned this into a viable career where you work from home. And this is something that anybody can do. Anyone who's listening, who's inspired, wants to stay home, can actually do something just like that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the, you know, of course I own several websites and, you know, I make money and I'm very successful online as an online marketer and a social media marketer. And the, you know, the flip side of that coin is I teach people how to do what I do, and very specifically, you know, I spend a lot of time, and time well spent in many, many a course and learning lots of different internet marketing techniques and online this and online that, which is great. And a lot of the courses I've taken are theoretical, and that's great. And what I do for people, and again, this all comes back to freedom. This comes back to, you know, where do you want to create freedom in your life? The freedom to work at home in your PJs, the freedom to make money while you're asleep, the freedom to, even if it's, you know, make a couple extra $1,000 using the internet, you want to keep your job. Like, you love your job, or you love what you do, or you, whatever, you're not willing to give up your five or your six figure income and you like your benefits, I don't care, whatever it is, there is a piece of the puzzle. It's the internet. And come on, like, we all know this, the internet is expanding greatly in every moment today. And there is, and this is my own, I sort of coined a phrase, I should copyright it somewhere, but that is, the internet is a gold mine if you know how to extract the gold. So yes, I do teach people very specifically how to do what I do and how to own their own websites and how to create income, whether it's part-time or full-time income, using the internet. So, and it's very, the stuff I teach is very specific and very hands-on and very, you know, it's not a bunch of theories. It's like, here's the tool, here's the strategy, here's how you do it, go.
It's not something that people have to be really well educated in. I mean, basically anybody that can text, anybody that can go to a website can do this, right? It's not hard. You don't need degrees. You don't need credentials. And you don't need a lot of money to start either, right?
That is absolutely correct. So, yeah, it's one of the reasons that, because I found a couple of tools that I really fell in love with that, you know, I have some partners that I just really, really loved and some companies and some tools that I found worked really well for me. And again, I'm, you know, Suzanne, you know me, but your listeners don't. I eat my own cookie. I drink my own juice. Like, I can't teach someone, or I choose not to teach someone something that I don't do. So, you know, so I stumbled across some tools that, just like you said, are very inexpensive, very simple to get started with, that anyone, and part of the reason that I sort of latched on to these tools is because I said, you know, anyone can do this. Like, anyone, no technical experience, no previous knowledge, just like you said, can absolutely start making some money online. And then thus was born, you know, a piece of my business, which wasn't just making my own money using the internet, but teaching other people how to do it as well.
Now, you know, a lot of times people are going to say, well, we've heard about those multi-level marketing companies. We've heard of all about that stuff and Amway and, you know, I can't even think about the other names right now, but there's a bunch of them. How is this the same or different, Bridget? Because one of the things that I want to have people understand out of our show today is that there are viable, real, tangible ways to make money on the internet, and there are strategies. And this is one of those kind of information Saturday mornings for people in instruction where we get to really kind of give people some tools.
Yeah. Okay, so the answer to your question, and actually, if you don't mind, before I answer your question, I would love to actually give out the website where someone can register for one of my free informational teleseminars. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Can I do that? Okay, good.
Yep.
So before we kind of continue on this conversation, because I feel, can't you feel that there's some people who are like, ooh, I want to know what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really want people to be able to, you know, explore tools that can help them launch themselves where they don't have to leave home. And you train them, you know, which if it wasn't working with you, it would be thousands of dollars to do. So this is a real big gift for people as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So if working at home in your PJs or making money online sounds interesting to you, I highly encourage you to come to one of my free, that doesn't cost you anything, it's a 30-minute teleseminar that shows you the tools that I'm talking about, and it shows you the strategies so you can get a really great idea of what I do and see if it's something that might be good for you.
And
so
it's free.
You can
it's free,
and
right?
It's free. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Costs nothing. Like, come learn about what I do. So where you can go to register for one of my free calls is onlineincome.com. eventbrite.com. So again, online income, O-N-L-I-N-E, income, I-N-C-O-M-E, dot Eventbrite. And that's spelled eventbrite.com. Onlineincome.eventbrite.com. There's several calls you can choose from. It's all, you know, from the comfort of your own home. I'm all about the freedom to do things from home. So, you know, so there's the information if someone would like to come check it out.
The other thing that's fantastic about that, Bridget, is from the get-go, all this stuff takes place on the internet. Nothing, you know, all the interaction is just like what's happening right now is something that takes place on the internet, and so if people can get themselves to that, they can actually start a business the same way, right? I mean, it's literally that simple.
It is. It is, and people are almost, so here's what's interesting. So, Suzanne, you said there's, you know, the really, really small investment, really easy to, you know, get started. All that is true. Here's the interesting paradigm with people's, I think, belief system, is that some people, and you'll see, come to my call, there's some people who are like, this is too good to be true. It can't be this easy. It is. It is. It's an interesting thing. It's like, I equate it to maybe baking a cake. Now, I don't know how to bake a cake, not from scratch. But I bet, and so here we go. So if you just put me in a kitchen and you told me none of the ingredients and not the stove temperature and not how to mix it together and when to mix it together, I probably would not bake a very good cake. I mean, I could take some guesses. I don't know. I think cake has flour in it, chocolate. Certainly my cake would have chocolate in it. Seriously, I would have no idea how to bake a cake. But I bet you anything, someone who is an expert baker could come into that kitchen and say, here's the ingredients, here's what you do, put it in the oven, this is the temperature. I bet you I could bake an awesome cake. It's not hard to bake a cake.
That's right. And it's kind of like that. It's an online recipe. So you know, talk about some of the qualities that people need to have if they want to be successful online, Bridget. How do people need to think about themselves, or who do they need to be if they're going to be successful online?
Well, so this is sort of a twofold answer. One is, of course, because it is the internet, you know, the internet is like the great equalizer because you can be any age, really, any race, any gender, any size, any shape, almost any personality type to make money online. The internet is the great equalizer. So anyone can make money online. That is my belief. That said, and I think that this is a characteristic of people who, one, you know, want to make a lot of money with anything, and certainly people who want to start their own business, is being in some way a self-starter, self-motivated, self-guided. When I coach people, when someone very, very first starts working with me and they're like, yep, those tools look great, you know, I love you, I love your strategies, let's get started. One of the first things I tell people is the awesomest part, like the great news about owning your own business is no one will tell you what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And, you know, no one is going to dictate, you know, when to run your business and how to run your business. The really bad news about owning your own business is no one tells you when to run your business and how to run your business. And what you said earlier in the show, Suzanne, is so true, and it's interesting, and I guess it's kind of sad, but I think it's just human nature, is there are people, if you're listening to this, and we'll see if this is you, but there are people who say, I would do anything to get out of my job. I would do anything for an extra $2,000 a month or $5,000 a month while I'm asleep. Like, I would do anything for that. But then they start their own business, and whether it's internet or not internet, or whether it's with me or someone else, they start their own business, and like you said, their default mode is to the television. Their default is to, I don't know, I'll use this word loosely, but like laziness. Like their default is, I'll work on that tomorrow. I'll do it, I'll do it another time. So honest to goodness, I would say if you are serious about being an entrepreneur, if you're serious about creating freedom in your life, like living your life every day from choice, you have to find that peace inside of you that does, that motivates you, that self-guides you, that says, I don't care what mood I'm in today, I'm going to spend that hour on my business. Like, I am so committed to getting out of my job or getting out of my situation, I will skip the TV tonight and I will work on my business.
Well, let's look at that from the other perspective, Bridget, because the other way, as a coach, what I do is I tell people, you can go and I'm going to tell you can't quit your job, but you're going to incentivize yourself out of your job. So that means that the first thing you're going to do is you're going to start doing this, like you said, maybe it's an hour a day, maybe it's a half hour a day, maybe it's 15 minutes a day, but you don't get to do anything. You're still trapped in your J-O-B prison until you have successfully gotten enough income to stop one day or a half a day. And then you don't get to do anything different until you have enough income to take care of the other half a day. So now you have a full day off that you can convert and use for your business. And so it develops momentum. But people have to start somewhere. And I think that's the hard thing for people is they don't really know where to start.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. Well, that was me 6 years ago. I was in, and this is, this is why my word is freedom. I was working, 60, 70, 80, sometimes 90, 100 hours a week in a cubicle. Like, it was like I was a rat in a cage, and I had no, because I didn't want to, and I'm with you, Suzanne. I'm not, please don't like quit your job and then come to my teleseminar. Like, keep your job, wait until you have some success with some strategy. But I didn't want to give up my income, but I was like, I don't know what else to do. Like, I don't understand what am I supposed to do? And probably more like 8 or 9 years ago, I started the journey of looking. I started the journey of searching. 8 or 9 years ago, I said, I don't know how much longer I can do this for. Like, how many more years can I just work all the time? Like, what is this? What my life is like? This cannot be my life. And so I started reading books and attending seminars and attending teleseminars. And like, I said, I'm going to open my mind to possibility. And then 6 years ago, law of attraction sort of says when the student is ready, the teacher appears kind of thing. It wasn't even a book I read or a seminar I took. It was literally a friend of mine who's like, hey, like I stumbled across this cool way to make money online, like this cool internet business. I think you should check it out. Like, I think you'd really like it. And I was like, oh, I do, and that was it. Like, the clouds parted, the angels sang. God was like, Bridget, this is the thing. And I said, okay, great. And that was it. And that was 6 years ago. And then the proof is in the pudding. The rest is history.
And, as you're talking, Bridget, one of the other things that I'm thinking about is that, I don't think people give themselves enough credit. Because if someone has a job, so anyone listening, if you have a job, you are already functioning at something. You're doing something, and you're doing it well because you have a job. And then if they want an internet business, all they have to do is apply some of that energy to something else. It's a bigger structure, and all they have to be willing to do is to plug that energy that they have into their business that they're working for as a J-O-B into their own life where they can be starting something that's for themselves. But if they're working in a job, they have the ability to do this because they already get up every day, go to work, and do what they need to do. So they already have discipline built in, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and on a totally separate note, because I do want to also say this, because there are some people who love their – I don't want to vilify having a job. There are some people who not only either love their job, or maybe they don't love their job, but it gives – they don't hate their job, right? It gives them enough reward for the whatever it is, whether it's the money or the benefits, or they just – they like it. They like kind of getting up and going into an office every day. – that's not me, but there are a lot of people who are like, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not at all. But this is just expanding your life.
Yes.
If you want to expand your life, and if you want to be more of the captain of your own ship, this is one way to do it, where you can use what you've learned on your job as transferable skills to actually do something where you are in charge and you become your own boss.
Yes. Well, and sort of the rest of that story is, like, you just never, like, you never know what's going to happen. And part of my journey is, and thank goodness I had started my internet business part-time 6 years ago, as I had, just like, Suzanne, just like you, Coach, like, I had my job. I didn't quit my job when I started my internet company. I had my job, and I had my internet business. And, like, you know, I did, like, an hour when I started. I did an hour a week, like, because I was working 80 hours a week. Like, there, I had no time. So when I first started 6 years ago, I committed to working on my my own business, like, 1 hour a week. That was it. And I had to carve that hour out every week and say, okay, I'm going to spend some time working on my own business. And then, just like you said, I built it up and I made more money and was able to pull back at work. And it all, you know, it all kind of happened. But then 3 years ago, I got laid off from my big fancy job, which I did not see coming. And I had no, I mean, you know, I worked at a huge financial institution. Like, I had a fancy six-figure job, and I got laid off. Like, no notice, no severance, no nothing. Thanks so much. Today's your last day. And thank goodness that I had already started my internet business, because then I was able to transition, again, not without sacrifice, but I was able to transition to just owning my own business. I mean, it was, you know, a great blessing, and it was really incredible, but if I wouldn't have started my internet business part-time, I can't imagine what that transition would have been like. Like, I really don't. I can't imagine what would have happened, honestly.
Obviously this is, you know, for various people, but if there were, like, five criteria for people to be successful as internet business owners, what would those be?
Okay. This is a great question. I'm going to make it up off the cuff. One, you must own a computer and have an internet connection. You think I'm kidding?
You have to have the tools of your trade.
You have to have the tools, right? You have to have a computer and an internet connection. There's one. Two, especially with the tools and strategies I teach, honest to goodness, if you know how to check your email, I can teach you how to utilize the tools and the strategies that I use. I swear to you. So, you know, you have to be able to, like, have a basic understanding of your computer. And if you can check your email, you can make money with me and with you know, with the internet. With me or not with me, but my stuff is simple. So, with me. You have to know how to check your email. Three, I would say that you do, I think this falls somewhere in the realm of desire. I would say you have to have enough desire to either create an additional stream of income or replace your income or get out of your job or, you know, create a retirement account for yourself or create a college fund for your kids. Or, like, you have to have a strong enough desire that will allow you to, whether it's 15 minutes a day or an hour a week or 5 hours a week, like, whatever time frame you want to work on your business, you have to have a strong enough desire for something that you are going to say, no, I'm not going to watch that one additional TV show tonight. I'm going to spend 30 minutes and I'm going to really, like, work on my business. So I would say desire. Four is a little bit of, I guess this goes into it, but a little bit of self-discipline, a little bit of discipline to say, this is what, again, 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, an hour a week, whatever it is, 5 hours a week, I'm going to work on myself and my business during this time. And then five is a level of belief really in yourself, because starting your own business is a little bit like that old bamboo tree analogy, where you're going to water that bamboo tree every day, because this is different. Starting your own business is different than having a job. A job, you go to that job for a day and you get paid for a day. Now, there's no freedom in a job. It's very difficult to create wealth with a job, but you go, you get paid for showing up, basically. As long as you show up, yeah, you get paid for your time. They're buying your time. They're buying your freedom is what they're doing, but they're buying your time. So I would say the fifth thing is a level of belief, because owning your own business is a little bit different. You could go in for a day or a week or a month and water that bamboo tree, and no one is paying you for your time. So there does have to be like a little level of belief in your heart that, you know, that you can say, I do believe that, like, using my example personally, like, I do believe that the internet's a good place to make money. You know, I believe in Bridget is my coach. I believe in, you know, like, I believe that if I do X, Y, and Z, whether it's a day, a week, a month, or 6 months from now, I can create the kind of freedom that I've been looking for. So those, I would say those are like the five key ingredients that people, you know, can come to the table with and then really create whatever they want.
That's fantastic. So Karen has joined us, the founder of Wake Up Women. And Karen, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Suzanne. I'm traveling, so if I drop the call, I did not hang up.
Well, you're doing reality radio on the road, so I guess since you're traveling, I can't ask for a duet today.
I know. Hey, Bridget, how are you?
Hi, Karen. I'm so good. It's so good to hear your cute voice.
Oh, yours too. You know, I've been listening here for quite some time, and, you know, I'm being a person who dropped out of the corporate world many years ago to start, you know, to fulfill my passion and my dream and live my purpose and all that, I realized that it wasn't going to be in working for somebody else. And, you know, it really, I took a lot of risk. I can't tell you that I would suggest that everybody else does, but I think one of the hardest things for me to realize was that when you have a job and you're working day in and day out, you know, you work an hour, you get paid an hour, or you show up there every week and you're on salary, and you sell yourself out to that company and living that corporation's dream. And but the thing is that you are on a linear income scale. In other words, your results are going to equal what you get paid. And but you can lose it at any time. So my thing was, you know what, if I only do half as good for myself as what I have done for somebody else, I'm still going to make twice as much money, because I went into a multiplex income mindset. And I think that's kind of what entrepreneurs of today, that's what they really have to do, because you may go a long time and not make any money at all, and then you might make $50,000 in a matter of 2 or 3 days. And you have to get used to that type of energy, and it can be scary and very daunting for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, but like what Suzanne said, and this is what I coach people as well, especially when we're talking about, you know, making money online and starting an internet business, it's it's the internet. You could do it on the weekend. You could work on your business in the evening. It's 24/7, like, you know, kind of income. So what's cool, what I really love about it, is that you don't have to give up your job to start making some money online. And so I think it's like a little bit of a less scary transition. But yeah, I agree with you. It is an interesting paradigm shift to go from like making, like, I just make money every day, to, huh, I didn't make any money this week, and then the next week I made tens of thousands of dollars. Whoa, like, how, you know,
yeah,
it's an interesting paradigm shift. Yeah, absolutely.
I know. And I do suggest that people follow your and Suzanne's method. Start, work at your job full-time, plan your career and your life and your purpose part-time, and work your way into it so that you don't get upside down. I've been upside down a lot of times, so I don't
I know.
Think that would be you know.
I know. So Casey joined us today as well, and she's another one of the Wake Up Women. And Casey, how is it that you have had in your life JOBs and work for yourself? What is your experience? And perhaps online businesses, although yours is really kind of with social media, but how is that kind of reflected in your life? Casey? Well, we might have missed her. So talk about the difference between being...
I'm here.
Okay. So talk about, Casey, what the differences are for you with jobs versus online businesses versus working for yourself. What's that been like in your life?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm very thankful for the time that I did spend in the corporate world. I had an opportunity to really hone my people skills. And so I'm very thankful for that opportunity. And I'm thankful for the time that I learned how to pace myself. And, you know, in having your own home-based business, online business, whatever the case may be, you know, you still have to be very structured. You know, you have to be responsible for your own time. But, you know, the great thing, the good news is that you buy your own time, you know, and I really, truly love that. I like being able to buy my time. And time is money, money is time, and we have the opportunity to buy our own time and do with that time what we choose to do. I also am starting another business online, and which has really fired me up. But my firing up, you know, I wouldn't be able to do that if it weren't for the opportunity that I've had in the Giving Foundation. So kudos to that. And so that's my input. And I'm truly enjoying this. And I'd like to get that website again because I missed that.
Great. Why don't you give that to our listeners again, Bridget?
I would love to. So where you can, and this is a place where you can just simply learn a little bit, you know, get a little more detail about the calls that I do, so you can learn a little more and register. And like Suzanne said, they're free calls. They are free informational teleseminars, and you're going to go to onlineincome.eventbrite.com. Eventbrite, and that's spelled E-V-E-N-T, the word event, and then bright spelled B-R-I-T-E.
B-R-I-T-E, okay.
Yeah. So onlineincome.eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.com.
Okay, super. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely going to share it as well with some others. So
that's fantastic. And Bridget is great at this, and she's a great inspiration. And she's very strategic about all this. So talk about, Bridget, the difference between online marketing or being an online marketer and a social media marketer.
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Well, they go hand in hand. I want to make the distinction. When I'm talking about, like when I'm specifically talking about making money online, and these are, again, the tools and the strategies that I go over in my call that I set people up with, but when I'm talking about online income, I'm not talking about an online brochure that advertises what you do. And a lot of the time, that's what social media is, so I'm going to make this distinction. When I'm talking about online income, I'm talking about a place on the internet where you have a website or websites set up with products and or services, but a lot of what I do is affiliate marketing and product driven, is where you have products where people can go 24/7, they buy something, you make money. So when I'm talking about online income, I'm talking about like that really, really delicious 24/7 income where you go to bed at night. Other people, because of the social media marketing and the marketing you've done that day or that week or that month, you have people who are going to your websites, you're driving traffic to your websites, they click, they buy, you make money. So that's really like when I say online income, I mean truly like make money while you sleep money. And it's actually because I believe that what you focus on expands. So one of the fun things that I do, and I do coach people to do as well, especially once they get their internet business up and running, is pretty much every morning, or at the, you know, at least every few days, but pretty much every morning, you know, I get up, I do my little morning rituals, I come over to my computer, I log into my back office, and I see how much money I made while I was sleeping. Because that's fun. For no other reason. Well, one, because, you know, I want to see how much money I'm making. But two, it's just so fun to be like, woohoo. I don't care if it's like a dollar. I'm like, I made a dollar while I was asleep last night. And sometimes, it, like Karen was saying, and sometimes it's thousands of dollars. And, you know, those are pretty exciting days. And, some, you know, living from choice. Sometimes those days, I'm like, it's a beach day. Like, I made several thousand dollars while I was asleep. I'm going to the beach today. So, okay, so there's the online income distinction. Now, social media marketing, which I also teach, I have entire courses on social media marketing, is about, could be about driving traffic to your online business. Social media marketing is about creating relationships. Social media marketing is about creating credibility. Social media marketing is about establishing yourself as the expert or the authority in your arena. So you're going to, especially if you have a business, but social media marketing can support any business, an online business, an offline business. What I love about social media marketing is it gives people a chance to truly connect with thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people in a more authentic, genuine way. And so the distinction is online income is, you know, they click, they buy, you make money. Social media marketing is establishing the know, like, and trust factor on the internet. So now, as opposed to just meeting people in person, you're actually able to establish relationships with people in the inner, you know, on the online space, which then ultimately can drive business to your business, whether it's online or offline. I hope did that make sense?
So what you're saying really, Bridget, then, is that the social media marketing is not actually about making money in and of itself. That comes from when you have the online storefront, the online way people can buy things, the online affiliate marketer, and I think that's probably something we ought to tell everybody what that means too. But it's a way where people can connect with other people, and then what happens is that they make money on in their online business site, which could be an affiliate site, or like in my case, my website, yournextstepcoach.com, people can actually buy my book, Guided Visualizations, my coaching service. So social media marketing drives people to, in that case, my website or to another business online, right?
Yes, in terms of the sort of the money-making aspect of social media. And I teach a social media course, and one of the very, very first things we talk about is what is the purpose of social media marketing, and then what is your goal for your social media marketing. Some people maybe have a book coming out or an album coming out, or they're trying to establish themselves in a particular industry, and the primary thrust of their social media marketing is literally just to create relationships and establish credibility in an industry. And they're not necessarily driving traffic anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It might be to their online brochure. So, you know, social media is this whole, I mean, it's a whole separate world that I think ultimately is really just a way to powerfully virtually connect with a ton of people that you wouldn't otherwise have access to. And then, like for me, because I do have online businesses and an online presence, you know, once I've established relationships and given some expert tips and sort of established that know, like, and trust, at that point, then I can invite people to come to my website and to take the next step with me and to go further. And whether it's registering for a course or buying a product from one of my affiliate sites, and we'll define that in just a minute, you know, that's the social media marketing is sort of the influence and the relationship that can then drive traffic to your business, whether that's online or offline.
That's fantastic, Bridget. So we've only got a few minutes left, so I want you to talk about what affiliate marketing is and give people a couple of success stories of people who have made this transition from something to making money, you know, online for themselves. And I think Casey's point is well taken that, you know, corporations are a great thing. I've learned a lot in the business world. So this is not to knock the business world, but just to say that we're ready to step out of that. So talk about some of the different affiliate marketing and then a couple of success stories.
Okay, perfect. So really quickly, affiliate marketing is this. It's getting paid to promote the products and services of other companies, other stores, or other individuals. So, you know, using the online example, if you had a website, you want to sell, and you want to make that make money in your sleep money, you have to have something to sell. So you can have your own products, and I personally do both. I have some of my own products, and I do a lot of affiliate marketing. So you can have your own products and your own services and make money from that, or one of my favorite ways to make money online is being an affiliate of other companies and other stores. And again, this is all much better explained and further explained in my 30-minute teleseminars. But basically, it's allowing other companies, other stores, other individuals to do the heavy lifting for you. So they're responsible for the product development, the manufacturing, the products, the shipping, the customer service. They're doing all the heavy lifting on their product, and you're cutting yourself into the distribution chain of profit by promoting them. So, for example, I have a lot of big box stores as my affiliates. Walmart, Target, Best Buy. I have a lot of like big box stores who are my affiliates. They're doing all the they're doing all the work. They're doing all the heavy lifting. I'm just utilizing affiliate links. And again, I go over all this in my teleseminar. I'm just utilizing affiliate links to get a little piece of their profit every time something is purchased through my websites. So that's what affiliate marketing is. I'm literally their affiliate. I promote them. They do all the work. I make a piece of the profit just for promoting them. Does that answer that question? Does that make sense?
I think it does. And like you said, it's certainly something that you can go and do from from your own home, and you can pick that, and you have companies that you work with that have already set this up, so people don't have to think this is hard or reinvent the wheel. This is something that's actually very simple for people to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, it's easy. I was not, when I got out of corporate America, and again, nothing, same thing. I am so grateful for corporate America, like so grateful for the 15 years I spent in corporate. And I didn't want another 80-hour a week job. I mean, the reason I started my own business was to create freedom. So yeah, all of this, I set all this up for people, just FYI. So if you're, you know, if this is interesting to you, like it's very easy to get started. Okay, so that's that. Success stories, I have so many. I don't even know where to start. I'll start with a good friend of mine. He started his online business. This was maybe 6 months ago. He started his online business 6 months ago. A month into his business, he got a possibility, like a windfall. So another area of another niche that I like to work in is the space of online travel. Travel happens to be the largest industry on the planet. travel is an incredibly lucrative industry, and everybody travels. So, and everybody travels, and everyone books their travel online. So it's a really, like, it's just a great space. I do affiliate marketing. I do niche marketing. Online travel is a great space to work in on the internet. And so he had this possibility, this windfall of this group of hotel rooms that needed to be booked. He had just started his internet business, like literally a month before. And he said, well, I can do that. I have the ability to, I have an online, you know, business. I have the ability to allow you to book all those hotel rooms through me. A month into his business, Suzanne, he was able to book hundreds of hotel rooms through his business. He made a $7,500 commission in his second month in business.
That's fantastic. Which is,
I mean, huge, like amazing. And what I want to say about that is, one, he had the vehicle. Like, he had his website. It was set up. He was ready to go. Like, he had the vehicle set up. But the second piece of that puzzle, why I was so proud of him, is when the opportunity came across his doorstep, he raised his hand and said, I have an online business that can handle that volume. Come book with me. And they did, and it made him a lot of money.
That's fantastic. Now, for our final question, Bridget, and then we got to roll over into the Giving Foundation, but when you talk about websites, I'm sure some people are going to say, oh, my God, that's a lot of money. But it's not a lot of money. What does it really take to get involved in a business like this?
Yeah, I have a few. There's a couple of different options. But if this is the initial startup to get started with the tools and the strategies and the basic coaching that anyone needs, it's going to sound like I'm joking. I'm not. I set people up with their initial tools for $199. Startup.
That's fantastic. So tell people where that free teleseminar is again, and then we got to go.
Yes. Perfect. Okay, you're going to go to onlineincome.eventbrite, and that's BRITE.com. Onlineincome.eventbrite.com. Come to one of my free teleseminars, see what I do. If it's good for you, you know, we'll work together and make a lot of money and have a lot of fun.
Well, that's fantastic, Bridget, and thanks for being a Wake Up Woman, and thanks for joining us on Wake Up Women Live today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you. It's been amazing to be here. I just thank you so much. It was good to talk to you, Karen. It was great to hear your cute little voice. I love it, and I hope lots of people take advantage of the opportunity to at least learn about making money online, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me. It was a great time. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget. We'll see you again, and we're going to take a quick little break with some music, and it's going to be by Peter Jam, my favorite person, If You Want, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
If you want love, you will get love. If you want peace, you will get peace. If you want hope is what we need. Have to keep the faith. You get what you need. Peace starts within. You can't just sit and wait. I see peace starting with you and me, my friend. You can be leftist, rightist, Buddhist, Muslim or Christian. Salaam alaikum, peace upon you, my friend. If you want love, you will get love. If you want peace, you will get peace. If you want hope is what we need. Have to keep the faith. You get what you need. Peace, you will
hope. Hope is what we need. Have to keep the faith. Don't you need? Love is everywhere. You don't have to look for it. I see love in the eyes of my dog. You can be black or white, bright blue, green, yellow, orange. I'm sure love loves you, and we all love you, my friend. If you want love, you get love. If you want peace, you get peace. If you want hope, hope is what we need. You have to keep the faith, you get what you need. If you want love, you get love. If you want peace, you get peace. If you want hope is what we need. You have to keep the faith, you get what you need. You have to keep the faith, you get what you need.
To Wake Up Women Live. This is your host, Suzanne Streisauer, again, and we're moving into the Giving Foundation Hour. And Karen is doing reality on the road today, so she is between places and can't seem to get her signal squared away, so we'll hope to have her, but we may not. But in the meantime, today I have Casey Easterling, who's joining me with the Giving Foundation. She was one of the first members of the Giving Foundation. Welcome to the show today, Casey.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
So it looks like it might be you and I today, Casey, because Karen's on the road and traveling and, you know, having a little difficulty getting from point A to point B, it looks like. So,
well, everything's in divine order.
Exactly. So why don't you start talking about how you understand the Giving Foundation and what you think and know of the product. What is the Peace of Mind course and the Giving Foundation?
Well, that's the Peace of Mind course in the Giving Foundation is opportunity. Opportunity to discover and promote, to discover your inner self and truly be honest and gain clarity towards your vision and identify that vision that you have. And the program gives you the tools to help you design every step of the way for you to complete your vision and to see it through. You know, it's about our thought process. The Giving Foundation through the Peace of Mind course teaches you that. We do have a lot to do with the laws of attraction, and that may be a term that's overused and misunderstood. But I believe that through the, I know that through the Peace of Mind course, you gain clarity and understanding of what that truly means to you as an individual. And more importantly than that is how you can share this in your everyday life. It helps promote in your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and in doing so, then you help build that in others around you. It just is a natural, evolving process that occurs.
Now, when you talk about the law of attraction, Casey, how does the Giving Foundation and the Peace of Mind course use the law of attraction? I mean, what really happens? How does that work?
I was taking a swallow of coffee. What really happens is that through doing the course, as you go along, you identify what your goals are, what your short-term, long-term, true goals are, and that can be anything. I think also for me personally, I have to say that, you know, I have some medical issues that are happening within my body, but it's not going to stop me from achieving what I want to do. And there is no limitation on what you can do. The only thing that, and I've learned this through the Peace of Mind course and through going through all the programs in the Giving Foundation, is that there's the only limit that you place on yourself is you, what you place yourself. There are no limits. There are no obstacles. There are only opportunities. It's the difference of how you choose to view something. It's your perception. So that in itself, you know, the sky is not the limit. The mind is.
That's right. And so the Peace of Mind course started because Karen felt that as a coach that people needed a way to get around in this world that they didn't have. And so what she did was she created the Peace of Mind course, and originally she offered it for $997, and then what she's done is she's turned it into something that costs $37.97, and you can go and find that online at thegivingfoundation.com. And
right.
The thing that's unique about the Giving Foundation is that Karen actually gives money back, and that's why it's called the Giving Foundation. So you get in and you get started, and then over time you actually can see a return on your investment that kind of corresponds with how well you've been working the program. And I think that that's part of the fascinating thing about this is very few times do you actually have things get given back to you. So it's really kind of an exciting thing that you can have money come back.
Right, and, you know, when you're talking about the giving stream and doing the course, you know, the reality is that this this program was set up based on the power of three. And what I mean by that is based on doubling and the power of three. That's the unique software that is written to for this program that is the giving stream. Now, what does that mean? That means that whenever you are fired up. We know this, that whenever you get fired up about something, you are going to want to share that with at least three people that are in your life because you want them to have the same thing. You know, this is something that will provide opportunity for whatever that your goals are, whatever your dreams are. This is an opportunity to truly realize those dreams becoming a reality. You know, in response to those who say to stop dreaming, I say face reality, keep dreaming, and make that your reality. And this is the opportunity to do that. It's a unique opportunity, and everything is set up through PayPal. So, therefore, all of the information is provided.
It's available for everybody on thegivingfoundation.com. So in terms of the Peace of Mind Scale, Casey, one of the things that I love about the Peace of Mind Scale is that it's something that everyone can do, and you actually track for yourself. So you go and you look at your life from the physical, financial, mental and emotional, financial, career, family, and spiritual, and you give yourself a rating in each one of those areas from 1 to 10, and then you give yourself you track yourself over the weeks to see how you're doing and see how you're improving. So it literally can help people move through their process and become conscious about their process and what's going on in their lives.
Absolutely.
Now, when you started doing the Peace of Mind Scale, do you still do that on a weekly basis?
I don't actually do it on a weekly basis. I visit my Peace of Mind Scale on a 3 to 4 week basis.
That's fantastic.
You know, and then there's the supplemental information that you receive along the way every month through your email is all designed to help each one of those facets, as you so well described, that are part of the giving, are part of the Peace of Mind Scale, because you need to have a balance. You know, you're never going to have peace within yourself and be able to express that in a manner or to others. You know, we've got to remember that how we correspond, how we communicate with others makes a huge, huge difference in what we're going to receive back, and it all equates to actual peace, that feeling of awe, you know.
Yeah.
So
Well, that's great. So Karen's joined us. She's back online again. So Karen, hopefully you're going to have a little time with us, and I know that you're in the reality radio mode right now.
I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm, and I'm driving down the road, and I keep coming in and then getting kicked back off.
So when you in this last week, what has been going on for you with the Giving Foundation? What thoughts have you had? What new energy? What have you done with the Peace of Mind course? What is new in your world?
Well, there's a lot of things that actually happened over the course of this past week, from a house catching on fire that was set by arson, and the kids having to move back in, and you can go along and life can be moving perfectly, and then something happens that's going to upset the course of your action. But when that has happened now, when I find that those things happen, I should say, I'm able to bring myself back to center a little faster than what I used to be. And so from that, then, this has actually ended up being one of the most incredible weeks that I've ever had, because I've been focusing on the aspect of giving and how our economy is and how things are going on in the world. And it's actually given me an entire new perspective to allow me to see that some of the things that I have been dealing with over the past 2 years that I have thought were just terrible and it shouldn't be this way and it was injustices, and how those things now I have a clear picture of what they are. And that exactly is from an exact result of going back in and working on the Peace of Mind scale and the course, and as Casey said, getting back centered again and balanced out and not letting those things distract me or sidetrack me or get me off course.
So when you talk about that, Karen, exactly how did that work? Because listeners may say, well, what exactly does that mean? So how does that work? I mean, what did you do in the Peace of Mind course to go and help you kind of have these, it sounds like, revelations and realizations?
Yeah, the interesting thing was that I made a mental note on what Napoleon Hill had shared in his book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind. So I really internalized some of my thoughts and stayed with it for a bit to find out what can I do right now to give myself some peace of mind with all of this craziness that's going on in the world and in around all of us. What can I do to bring this back? And Napoleon Hill made the statement that within every adversity is an equal to or greater benefit. So what I stopped doing was focusing on what seemed to be the problem and looked at what the benefit was going to be in all this. So this entire process started a couple of years ago when, life happened and we were hit by a tornado, and then I end up in a lawsuit with my insurance company because they're not paying. And, that has been a big-time learning experience, but the purpose that I have to go through this is that there's a benefit in it, and that benefit in it is that I have now educated myself on a lot of different things that I didn't know that I can turn around and share with other people and have it be a service to mankind. Because part of the process of peace of mind is that you're able to give back. Well, you also give back not just what you have, but also what you know. And so through the process of learning these things, I've now been able to turn around and be prepared to give back what I know. So through this process, I also learned that during the course of this lawsuit, that the mortgage company on my house will turn around and probably take this check that I will get from the insurance company to make repairs, and that they don't have to give it to me. And I was like, well, wait a minute, I've spent a major lot of money to fight this lawsuit. I've tried to get the mortgage company to join in with me on more than one occasion in the lawsuit, and they've always declined. I've tried to get them to do a lot of other things, and they've never been forthcoming in doing that. So through the research that I found on why they would have the right to take this check, I uncovered a lot of other things that have to deal with fraud on the mortgage end and how homeowners are really being taken advantage of. Now, through all of these foreclosures and all of these things that's happening, it's amazing what I have found. So then through that process, I went in and have done about 75 hours worth of work this week on the research and undigging stuff on the internet and watching videos and just reading appellate judges' reports and Supreme Court judges' reports and educating myself to the point of now, what I'm now going to be able to give back once again is knowledge that I've learned that I can give to other people. So part of what, when you talk about the giving foundation, it means that you have to, at your foundation, be willing to give. And it is in the giving, then, that you're able to receive. And sometimes life happens and puts these roadblocks in front of you. But if you look at those things as an obstacle, you're probably going to get stuck. But if you look at it through an opportunity, then that is where you're going to find the benefit of the adversity. And had I not been already focusing on my peace of mind and what I could do to get back centered and back in balance and back to my peace of mind, none of this stuff would have ever been apparent to me. But since I've been taking, you know, not only have I written, but I've also now been taking this course as a student myself in order to have peace of mind, because I understand how important that is. It's amazing the doors that are opening, and I don't get stuck in thinking, why me? What's the purpose of this? You know, and I think there's so many people out there in this world right now that are being in a situation where they really don't have peace of mind, and it may not all be about money. Some of it could be about just being able to lay your head down at night and not have to be caught up in all this stress.
You know, I think that's true, and I think one of the things that'll be nice about this doing a peace of mind course on air like we are is, just like you said, you know, your journey for this week, and then I'm going to have Casey talk about her peace of mind journey for this week. So my peace of mind journey for this week was about getting clear, like focusing on money, focusing on giving and receiving, but asking for what I want and need, and also putting it out there to my friends and people that I know that I'm ready to be coaching again, and then to let that come back. So I think that part of peace of mind is knowing what it is that you need to do to have peace of mind, and then taking those steps. And for you, it's figuring out how things are going to get right for your house and how you're going to help people get right on a much bigger scale. So I think that this is sort of a fascinating use for the peace of mind course.
Yeah. Definitely took a different turn of events this week.
That's right. Now, Casey, what was your peace of mind journey like for this week?
Well, Suzanne, I've had a marvelous week. I had a goal that a dream, a vision. It was a goal. It was a dream that turned to a goal that wrote into my authentic vision statement, and that I wanted to have my own business myself and partner with my husband, who has been welding in the shipyards for over 30 years, and it's time for him to stop punching the clock for someone else. And so we decided to have our vision fulfilled and to have that dream work. So we have jumped out there full force and have started our real estate business this week. So that's just a marvelous, marvelous jump for us. And but I will say this, without having had being centered, without having everything in place with a balance, I would have had fear. And I don't have fear. You know, it's a big step, but all of that fear is released.
Well, it's that's fantastic, and I think that that's a great way to look at it. You know, when people can actually help other people, you know, do that, and when you do things with other people, just kind of like what Bridget was talking about in the first hour today, to actually have those things happen from working with online businesses with people who know better. And, you know, the same is true for real estate. Some of these things have been done many times. And so to be able to use that is a great thing.
Right. So it is. It's a wonderful opportunity. But I think I'm very thankful for having gone through this course. Because without that, Suzanne, I will tell you, the reality is that, as I said, I would be faced with many obstacles that aren't real, you know, that I would have put in my mind that would have been fear, you know. There's the moment of change and all of these things. So, again, I'm going to, all of those are not stumbling blocks for me. They are stepping stones. So it's just, it's a wonderful course. I advise it for everyone. And, of course, the giving stream does, you know, it pays back to all of the members and provides an opportunity for you to fulfill those dreams, to start a business, to help with your children's education, to further education for yourself, to take care of elderly parents, whatever the case may be. But you have a way, a means to do so. And along with that, you are being taught how to say, stay centered. So.
Yeah, and so anybody who's interested in what this opportunity is with the Giving Foundation, it's thegivingfoundation.com. And I think one of the other things that I really love about this is it's set up for people to do something which most people never think about, and that's what their perfect life is, and to create a perfect life journal where you actually spend time with your own recent accomplishments, what you feel like your own greatest accomplishments are, so that you can begin to own who you are and have a self-confidence and confidence to kind of make those steps, just like what you're doing with your husband with the real estate business.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what made it be this time right now, Casey, that you decided to take that leap and to go start that? Because I want listeners to understand what, you know, what makes people, successful people, make the leap. Why now and not, you know, a year ago or a year from now?
Well, I will have to say this, that for myself and through taking this course, I understand how the universe prepares us for everything. You know, a lot of times the things that happen to us are actually happening for us. And we have to face that is happening for us. There's always a learning process. And so the universe actually prepared us for this over a course of time. But it was staying focused and staying centered and not allowing, as I said earlier, not allowing things to become an element of fear, an element of discouraging, you know. There's always a workaround to everything. There's always a workaround.
And I think that's one of the nice things about being creative and being motivated is you actually can start to find and look for those and then make that happen.
Absolutely, and you can. There is no reason why anyone cannot have and fulfill their perfect life. There is no reason why not. The only, and like I said, the sky is not the limit, the mind is.
Now, when you think about your perfect life, How does that relate to your purpose, Casey? And how do you see your purpose fitting into your purpose, your perfect life?
Well, I see it as being able to feel what only are the needs that are within my own household and within my own family, but also to take care. You know, I want to make certain that others that I love unconditionally are provided for and help each of them achieve their own goals. Their whatever their dreams are, their goals are, help them along the way. And I truly believe that as long as you are assisting others along the way, the universe is going to provide that opportunity for you. You've got to plant your seeds. And that is so true. The seeds that you plant are what the universe provides back for you. And so that's what happened, that the universe just opened up and said, here it is. Now, it's yours for the taking. And
now,
that's
when you think about your own peace of mind journey, Casey, who were you 10 years ago or 20 years ago? What was your peace of mind like 10 or 20 years ago?
Scattered. I was scattered, and I didn't have the understanding. Although 20 years ago, and I felt that I was being successful. I felt that I was okay with everything, when truly I was not. You know, I truly was not. And I didn't have the realization that everything that was happening was as a gift. Does that make sense?
Right. Sometimes we're in our process, we really don't know when that is or how that works. So, absolutely.
Yeah. And so 20 years ago, yeah, what I thought was not. And now I will tell you this, that everything that has happened to me along the way and for me along the way has prepared me for where I am right now. I just did not know that. And I think it's very, very relevant that we take all of those experiences and we realize that they were all learning experiences. You know, we have to put them into focus and allow that to be our foundation, allow it to become our foundation, and not to be a victim. So often, without having the knowledge, without having the understanding of the Peace of Mind course and going through that and becoming centered and focused, then what you do is that you become a victim and you are not powerful over it. This is truly a way for you to become powerful over everything that has happened and been in your life. So, with the understanding that it's all been a process to prepare you for what the universe has for you.
I think that that's fantastic. And I think, you know, peace of mind for me is something that has come over time from being scared as a child and young person and not really feeling empowered to what it was that I needed to do to go and become someone who was powerful, did make a difference, and did have a voice. And I think part of the journey for me of peace of mind was knowing that I did have something to say and it was worth saying and where to go from there with it.
I agree with you 1,000%.
So our dear founder, I think, has kind of not managed to stay with us as a function of all of the stuff that's been going on with her life and travel. And, you know, it's interesting to hear that she still could find peace of mind, even in the midst of all of the stuff and tragedy and the stuff with her book that had happened. Now, if your life were perfect, Casey, what would that mean for you?
That would mean that if my life were perfect, it would mean that my business was self-sustaining,
And when I say self-sustaining, that, as I said earlier, whenever we were on the call with Bridget, that I was able to buy my time and have my business be self-sustaining to where that I am traveling in a motorhome, down the road, anywhere I want to go, stopping and fishing at every water site I see, and still be able to conduct my business as I'm enjoying my travel. And like Bridget said, traveling is a very good opportunity to make money at, and it truly is. But so that would be my perfect life, and just a sense of being able to kick back and be fulfilled in every way, and again, be financially secure. I don't have to worry about money, you know, and that's one thing. Believe me, I am not a wealthy individual. However, I am very wealthy whenever it comes to where I am with myself. So in that sense, I have a sense of knowing. I don't have to worry about it because I know that it's going to be there.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic, Casey. And, you know, I think when I think about, you know, if my life were perfect, what that means for me is that I would have more water here to make more things green. I literally create an oasis. I would have money flowing like the water of an oasis. I would have my practice be that much more filled, that my radio show network would be, Living Well Talk Radio would be a real big network, and meeting really interesting people and connecting and using my radio shows to make a difference. So I think as we're talking about this, one of the things that I'm understanding is that as we look at the Giving Foundation and the Peace of Mind course and use that as an opportunity to consciously think about our lives, what it allows us to do is to kind of give voice to and the words for what all that looks like and what those possibilities are.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I've chosen real estate, Suzanne, is because what I see happening is purchasing properties where I actually want to provide for senior citizens and or disabled persons an opportunity for them to stay within a residential setting and allow their sons, daughters, families, whatever the case may be, for them to feel that they are being provided for, and they're not in a nursing home, but they're in a nice residential setting. So, you know, my goal is always to help and assist others as well, and to help them have comfort and peace within themselves, and it just be a trickling down effect to their families, and that's a very self-fulfilling part for me. That's what has motivated me to take the step out and do this, because it's not just for myself, you know. And again, I think that's very important to realize that, you know, with the laws of attraction, what it actually is that as long as you are helping others and as long as you have others in mind, when you are setting your goals and realizing your dreams, that the universe is going to fulfill those whenever you have others in mind. And that's very important.
And I think that whole perspective is something that generates goodwill in people, and it generates what I call good karma credits for people too, that as you're making a difference in the world or giving, the universe kind of takes care of you because you've taken care of it, and it kind of moves along like that.
Right. So as long as you're in giving and you are ready to receive, and you have to be willing to receive that, you know, and say that you are worthy. You are worthy of receiving. You are worthy of giving. You are worthy of receiving.
That's right. Now, when you think of if money were no object, what would you do that you love so much that you would do it for free? We've just talked about our perfect lives, but what would you do, and this is something everybody else can think about too, what would you do if money was no object and you could do what you love for free, what would that be, Casey? How is that different from what your vision is today?
If money were no object, and if I could do what I wanted to do, and I would do it for free, it would be what I already have my dreams on now and what my goals are now. I have to, I mean, it's just inbred in me. I have to be helping other people. So I would just be doing more of that in different ways. And if money were no object, I would also be very, very, very involved with children, and especially those that are in need in our other countries, and even here in our own country, in ensuring education for children. That's dear to my heart, and I will have that. I will find a way to do that as well. So, if money were no object, that's what I would be doing.
I think that that's a really good test to see as a yardstick. If money were no object, would you still be living the life you're living? Is the life that you're living the life that you love? And that's nice to hear, Casey. And I similarly feel like that my coaching, my radio shows, my property, my vision, my lifestyle prepping, all of that stuff is in relationship to all of these things that are wonderful, ways of giving back, and also having a great quality of life, which is what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And sharing that with others, you know. I mean, along the way is picking others up and bringing them along the way. I really become fulfilled whenever I journal what I refer to as my success stories, as whenever I help with other people. And one of the things that I do is, I do help because I've gone through the process. You know, I went through a car windshield, and that's what stopped my corporate career. And so I do realize the impact that has on an individual. I mean, your life is changed in an instant, especially whenever you're younger like I was, and my career was at the peak of it. However, I didn't realize all of the process that we have to go through that, you know, for Social Security, the disability, and all of that. And then we have, so what I'm doing now, one of the things that I do is I help assist those people that are needing to get on supplemental income of some sort to help provide them with medical services and things of that. But rather than them paying an attorney, I do it at a very discounted rate for them. And so I journal those success stories and share them with others. And I have found that by doing that and by journaling that and keeping that along the way, I've also started asking, they are my students. I don't refer to them as students. You know, I mean, they're my clients. But I do journal that and ask them to journal along the way. And journaling is helping them to really realize proficient steps that they have made within themselves, because it takes them out of that mentality of being a victim. And they become a victim no more.
That's so true. And, you know, it's nice to be able to help people and to move them along in their journey. You know, both of us are coaches, and to be able to help do that in whatever way we do that is a wonderful thing. Now, what about another one of the things that the Peace of Mind course asks each person is, what would you do if you had $100,000? How would you spend it?
Right now, what I do with $100,000 is I would invest it in a property, as I said, that would be self-sustaining to where it would help house individuals that needed a residence. That's what I would do, and provide them a way to have their meals prepared for them and take them to the places that they needed to go and provide that service. So if I had $100,000, it would be in finding a way that I could help service others.
That's fantastic. And I think for me what I would do is I have a vision because I already own property, and I would pay down the mortgages so that when I retire, that at 65 everything would be paid off, and that could be my retirement income as well as providing places to live for lots of other people. So that's been my goal and my dream for many a year, is to help other people, and I've put houses up and bought a duplex and everything else with that thought in mind. So when you think about connecting with Passion, Casey, and as a coach and using the Giving Foundation and the Peace of Mind course, how do you help clients do that?
Well, as I've already stated, one way is for them to take the Peace of Mind course first themselves as well. You know, I want them to get involved in the Giving Foundation. It's a very affordable method for them, and to coach them along the way as well. So, you know, I want them to realize their dreams, what their goals are, and have them journaling each of those events. And, you know, that in of itself is so, it's so rewarding. And, you know, I mean, the truth of the matter is the universe is going to respond back, and it's going to pave the way for you, yourself, and therefore it paves the way for others as well. And it's just fantastic whenever you start seeing the dreams of others becoming reality.
Now, how long does it take generally for somebody, as they're working the Peace of Mind course, to really kind of go and have all kinds of things happening where they get to go and see a difference, see a shift?
Well, generally speaking, I would say that that can happen very, very quickly, within 30 days. I absolutely, 2 weeks to 30 days, immediate shifts. And those immediate shifts have a way of just trickling down to other things. So it's very, very quickly, you know. But I also have to say that, you know, one thing is that to be open-minded to, you know, because for a lot of us, we have been, for whatever reason, if it may be from the society, how you were raised, you know, whatever circumstances may have happened, whether it be a divorce, whether it be, you know, there's so many factors that can develop, and they're like Karen was saying, hit by a tornado and things like that, like me going through a car windshield. We all through our lives have had stuff that has happened. And the reality is that it's not the stuff that happened to you. It's the feelings that you're left with of that stuff happening to you. So you have to realize, what are those feelings? Because those feelings are real. Now, you have to be able to circumvent those feelings and use those feelings as not, as I put in terms of being victim of those feelings, but that those feelings that you're left with are actually teachers for your foundation. They're actually feelings that are left to strengthen you.
Well, and so, I wonder about, you know, how that works, because there's, you know, when I work with people around their passion, I feel like it's their passing on their I am and really helping them get in touch with that, connecting with their passion before anything else, because there's no reason and no, you know, to put something in place without having that, you know, be something that's starting and to be moving along with things.
I love that you just said that, Suzanne, because I just posted that. I haven't actually posted it, but I have placed it on a website. And what I wrote was, you are whoever you are. The power of, in quotations, I am says so. You are whoever you want. I left that out. You are whoever you want to be. The power of I am says so. So I am blank. What is that blank? I am that blank. And when you place that word there, that is, you have given power to that.
I think that's a great way to look at that, Casey, and it's true. It's I am blank. And then you think about, you know, what is that? And you can put your perfect life in there. What is your perfect life? And then you can back into your passions. Like, why do you really want that? What makes that be your passion? What makes that be true? What makes that be what you want? And then that passion is your purpose and also can lead you to your perfect life.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact is that you are whoever you want to be. The power of I am says so. You are where you are by what goes into your mind. You change where you are, what you are, and who you are by changing what goes into your mind. So
well,
that's why I always say, the sky is not the limit, the mind is.
That's
so
right. And that's a different way to look at things.
Make your limit by changing those thoughts that you place in your mind. And you have the power of that. And this course absolutely drives you to that. And it's fun. It's fulfilling. It's rewarding. And it's reasonable. For $37.97, it's absolutely amazing, the information that you receive through this course.
Yep, and that's, you can find that at thegivingfoundation.com. So if you're interested in more, you can start and get moving and busy with it today. And then there's also step two in all this is organizing and prioritizing. And how is it that you work with people to organize and prioritize things, Casey?
Okay,
and using the Giving Foundation to do that. How do you help people get that accomplished?
To organize and prioritize is to have, first of all, to have them establish what their short-term goals are, what their long-term goals are. And when I say short-term, I mean within the first 3 to 6 months and 6 months to 12 months and then from 1 year to 3 years, you know. And along with that is I also have persons write their true authentic vision statement. And then we're going to start molding that vision statement into, it's going to change because you're going to make changes. And it's never going to change to the fact that it's totally different. It's just going to grow because you're going to grow.
That's such a great thing. And I think that that's one of the biggest blessings about this is that this is a time of great change on our planet, and I was just talking with an astrologer over the week, last week, and he was telling me that finally the Uranus-Pluto aspect that was started back in the 60s when we had all of the great, you know, things with Woodstock and the Rolling Stones and you know, the various new forms of consciousness, the human potential movement, all that stuff came in under a Uranus-Pluto conjunction. So we've been working so hard for 4 years. And he said that on November the 17th this year, all of that is actually going to kind of come full circle and be something that we will now be able to see in our lives. So all this hard work is actually going to pay off. So for people who wonder, oh, my God, is it ever going to happen? I have it on good faith from an astrologer that it will, but it's going to be around the 17th of November.
Awesome. That is excellent information. And, you know, I believe that. I believe that. And,
yeah,
you know, the power, and again, you know, what you realize is the power of your belief. Whatever you believe is real to you.
That's right. And, you know, I want to just put in a plug for his website because it is extraordinary. If you want to learn more about what's going on with the planets, he has a great website called Spirit.com. touch.org, and it's a fantastic place where you can find all kinds of really interesting things.
Awesome.
Indeed it is. And I guess we're going to have, finally we're out of the Mercury retrograde period, and we won't have that again until mid-October. So that's a good thing, because there's just so much of that, you know. We already have enough communication problems for people on the planet, let alone, you know, compounding things with Mercury going sideways. So that's a kind of a great thing. And then there is accomplishing my intentions. How do you see intentions different from some of the other things we've talked about today, Casey, like from your perfect life, or, you know, from your life purpose? How do you see intentions fitting into all that?
Intentions are what you are motivated. What is your motive? Intention has a motive. And so motive comes from motivation. So your intentions are what you are actually doing at that time with a clear motive as to why. And realizing that then from that why, you have the reality. So.
An intention for me is not about a why so much as it is that there is a direction I'm going as something that I intend to have happening. The personal why is what gives it the energy, but it's something that I intend to have happen, or a direction that I'm going, and it's something that I want to see done. And it's almost like I literally see a mirage before my eyes, and it's, I literally see, visualize what that thing is in its more fulfilled form in that space. And then that's when things really happen in some really interesting ways.
Cool.
So why don't you give everybody your website, Casey, and tell everybody about what it is that you do in your coaching practice, and because we've got a few minutes left. So why don't you spend a minute talking about what your coaching practice is like?
Well, my personal website is protectconsultinggroup.com, and that is the Facebook page, Protect Consulting Group. And I will be adding to that my real estate ventures and other ways as far as helping others accomplish those goals as well. So that is, and I do a lot of things too on Craigslist. I love Craigslist. But as far as my company, it is Protect Consulting Group.
That's fantastic. So you can find Casey on the web at Protech Consulting Group, and that's ProtechConsultingGroup.com. And
right.
Then my work you can find on my website, and if you like what you hear on the Wake Up Women Live show, you can find me at my website, YourNextStepCoach.com, and I help people get in touch with their life purpose and their personal why, and then turn that purpose into some kind of career path or vision and help them move forward in their lives. So it's really opening up people to who they truly are, and I have a 5-step process that I use for life purpose. And I've also written a life purpose workbook for people who want to just go and find their purpose in life, and it's called 111 Inspirational Life Purpose Quotes and Exercises to Find Your Purpose in Life. And you'll find those links on the Blog Talk Radio page. So when you go to the link, it'll be there, and you can just click on that from the description. And that book is designed to help you in 3 hours go and find your life purpose from 25 different perspectives. So it's a fascinating way for each person. It only takes 5 steps. It's only about 3 hours. Like I said, the workbook's $20. And you can easily find your purpose in life. And I also have guided visualizations for people who want to go do more with their own inner journey and inner process. And so, again, you can go check all those things out at my website, yournextstepcoach.com. And also, Don't forget to go to the Wake Up Women websites, wakeupwomen.com, and you'll see all things Wake Up Women there, and also to the givingfoundation.com, where you can find all sorts of information about the Giving Foundation and what goes on with it. So if you want to get involved with us and come talk and join us on air, you can do that on our next show, and that'll be at 646-200-3152. But we're about out of time for today, so I will look forward to having everybody back next week. And Casey, I appreciate you joining me on the call today and having our fearless leader, even though she couldn't make it the full time, joining us for Wake Up Women Live and the Giving Foundation.
Thanks, Suzanne, and I really do appreciate you.
Thanks, Casey, and I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll be back again next week with another week and another author of Wake Up Women Live.
Awesome.
Let no one tell you what you can be. When God created you, he said you just like me. Hold your head up, it's time to stand tall. Your beauty says you can have it all. I know it's been mighty rough. I've come to tell you, you're very tough. You gotta wake up, you got to wake up.
If your engine was breaking down, would you take it to a mechanic 15 years later? So if your knee is hurting, why wait years to fix it? Because the earlier you seek out help, the more options you have. At the Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center, our minimally invasive techniques allow many of our patients to be back up on their feet and go home within 24 hours. So trust the number one hospital in LA for joint replacements. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 or visit our website.